It's time for Panther Player Profiles, brought to you by the Great Bend Rec Center, The Field House, CNE Doors, Megan Wells, Caldwell Banker, Advanced Truck and Diesel, Freedom Claims Management Incorporated, Kern Floor Service, and the 10th Street Eye Care Center. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Panthers, Eagle Radio's Aaron Clark.
Welcome to the first episode of the Panther Player Profiles, a new podcast series coming your way from Eagle Radio. I'm the host, Aaron Clark, with our first guest, Sadie Spray.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me today, Sadie. So just giving an idea of what this podcast is going to be, we have a lot of opportunities to talk to different Great Bend High athletes throughout the year, but we usually kind of focus on the sport that they're in, the team that they're participating with, whether that be volleyball, football, basketball, track, baseball, softball, but we rarely get to take an opportunity to look at those athletes as individuals. That's exactly what we're going to be doing here on this podcast series. We've got a great first guest, Sadie Spray, kind of a legend there at Great Bend High in your own right, but excited to have you on today.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited too.
So we're just going to dive right into it, start kind of chronologically before we move away from that a little bit, but starting with volleyball. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in volleyball, maybe how that love for volleyball started growing and how it developed in high school.
Well, so I started playing, I think my sixth grade year, I tried out for a velocity team with Coach Barber, that was the middle school coach, and then her daughter Brittany Barber. And, you know, they kind of just solidified the love for me there. Brittany was always so good to me, helping me get into my position of being a setter from the get-go and just always had that confidence in me. I mean, we always had jokes. When I was younger, I wasn't the biggest girl, and so Coach would always tell me to use my big girl muscles, and that was a huge thing that helped me gain my confidence. And then, you know, I got into middle school, and Coach just kept that love for the game with me going, and then I get up to high school, and Duval is just my number one supporter, and she's just helped me through it all. And just being a part of that team and being able to play was really awesome. It was a really great thing to have for me, and I'm going to miss it.
Talking about volleyball specifically, it just seems like a lot of those skills translate very well to basketball, whether it be the jumping, the explosiveness that you need. How did your training for volleyball kind of coincide with just working towards your overall goals on the basketball court?
I mean, you know, like you said, the explosiveness of just always having to jump and not only the physical aspects, but also the mental aspects. You know, as setter, you're known as the leader on the court, so you always have to use your mind. And that kind of really translated well over into basketball as a point guard trying to lead the team and make the right decisions with the plays and such. And, I mean, you know, going back to the physical part of it, just that jumping, that side-to-side, the fast-paced game always. I mean, I was in decent enough shape going into basketball from volleyball, and it kind of helped me kind of physically with that explosiveness too.
Talking about volleyball, when you are playing that setter, you're kind of setting up your teammates to kind of have the spotlight, get those big kills, those big spikes. What goes into your mindset to being the best setter you can be there on the volleyball court, and how did you kind of fine-tune some of those skills that you needed?
I mean, like you said, it's just making sure everyone else looks good, making sure the pass looks good enough for the hitter to get it and get a good kill off of it and to make them look good so we get the point and get that serve back. And, you know, as a good setter, you're always thinking about others. You're always thinking about your passers and like what they could do better, and your hitters, and who's hot, who's cold, where the open spots are, who the open hitters are, where the block isn't as strong, and you're just always working your mind. And so I know I used to do lessons outside of middle school with Brittany, setting lessons, just getting those reps in. And Barbara, like I said, Barbara, she was just always so good to me, and we'd always stay after practice and stuff like that and just get those extra reps. And that continued into high school with Coach Duval, like in the summer especially, we would always get those reps in, just making sure that we were practicing that setter-hitter combination and making sure that we each had that confidence so that the hitter would be able to get the kill off of that.
And you mentioned Coach Barber a little bit there. Whether it be mother or daughter, they're still very big supporters of not just Great Bend volleyball, but they've got a big soft spot in their heart for all this feels like Great Bend lady athletics and just Great Bend athletics in the whole. But how nice is it to have someone like the Barbers there? You know they're in your corner, and you know they're going to be at all your games, just being that kind of part of your athletic career.
You know, it's awesome just knowing that you have someone outside of your family that always has your back and always supports you no matter what. And, I mean, both of them, they came to every basketball game. I mean, Barbara's helping at the track meets, always like that. She's always texting me and reaching out, and just having someone like that in your corner kind of helps, especially when things are tough during the sports. I mean, it's always nice to have someone like that have your back.
So taking our attention now, we're going to skip over basketball. We'll come back to that a little bit in the back half of our interview here, but taking a look at track, currently doing that, and you guys have been having a lot of success there as Lady Panther track team. How fun is it to be part of a team that just seems like for 4 years have been really good? What's it like to be part of that Lady Panther track team?
I mean, it's just awesome, and I'm friends with everyone on the team, and so it just makes it so much more fun. I mean, not only winning and doing well, but winning with people you love. It's such a great experience and something that I'll never be able to replicate.
I think one of my favorite things about the track, the spring season in general, it's just kind of an amalgamation of all the sports over the course of the year. It's kind of fun to get a look out at the Lady Panther track team and see you and Daisy Gomez on the same team, a great Lady Panther wrestler and a great Lady Panther basketball player. Kind of fun to get to see you guys team up there. And how nice is it to kind of get to expand there and maybe get outside of that normal group of athletes that you're exposed to?
I mean, it's really fun. Like you said, Daisy's a great example. I mean, I never see her until track season, and she becomes one of my best friends when that season comes. I mean, same with Eliana Beckham. I mean, she does cross country in the fall, and so I never see her until track season, and she's one of my good friends too. So it's just really fun talking to those people every day that you would not normally see.
And so we mentioned the athleticism transitioning over from volleyball to basketball. Obviously, track, doing that jumping, doing your high jumping, especially that kind of stuff, athleticism on display. What goes into being able to make those jumps and just kind of be able to perform like that week in, week out in what can be kind of a long track season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said earlier about volleyball, you just have to have those supporters. I mean, Coach Maddie is a great coach, and it helps having someone there with you working day in and day out. So, I mean, Cassie Elligood's they're with me every day, and we're always working to get better, and we're always working to get those state medals is the end goal, getting points for our team for WAC, regional, state, and stuff like that. And so it's always fun having Cassie with me so we can work hard and get better together. And I know that there's a bigger goal outside of track for me personally. And so knowing that there's more to it than just high jump really helps me have the confidence and the motivation to keep going in a season that can become long.
So the Panther faithful that have followed your career, they're very familiar with you as a volleyball player, a track star, a basketball player. Panther faithful might not know, you got some of that fancy footwork from being a dancer as a younger gal. Can you tell me a little bit about that dancing background and just how that got started, and maybe a little bit about the history of Sadie Spray the dancer?
Okay, so I started dancing when I was 3, competitive dancing. So I would go to like dance competitions like every weekend, it felt like, up until I stopped doing competitive dance, I think, when I reached middle school. And then I went to a different company, and then I just danced just for fun for a year, and then I quit to kind of start working on my basketball, volleyball, track careers. But, I mean, dance was – it's just one of those things that, like, it's so much different because it's, like, basketball season, I'm sweaty. I've got basketball shorts on. Like, I've put my hair in a random ponytail, and I go out there, and then dance, it's, like, makeup, eyelashes, pretty costume. And so, I mean, as a young girl, that was obviously so awesome to me, but – I mean, obviously, it just wasn't what I was looking for getting older, but, I mean, dance is something that has so many memories, and I made so many friends with it, and, I mean, obviously, it helped a little bit with something as I got into sports, but, yeah.
I think the foot speed translates there one-to-one. We'll be right back talking more about your basketball career and maybe what lies ahead at Washburn here on the Panther Player Profile. Stick around right after this.
Panther Player Profiles is made possible by these fine sponsors: the Great Bend Rec Center, the Field House, CNE Doors, Megan Wells, Caldwell Banker, Advanced Truck and Diesel, Freedom Claims Management Incorporated, Kern Floor Service, and the 10th Street Eye Care Center. And now, back to your host, the voice of the Panthers, Eagle Radio's Aaron Clark.
Welcome back into the Panther Player Profiles. It's Aaron Clark with Great Bend Senior Sadie Spray. Sadie, kind of recapped the sports outside of basketball for you there before the break. Now, going to turn to the hardwood, where you've had a lot of success, putting up nearly 1,100 points in your Great Bend career, 1,090 by my tally. An incredible mark, added fourth on the list of Great Bend scorers to fourth player to cross that 1,000-point threshold. Tell me a little bit about the early goings of basketball. How did you pick it up, and when did you kind of fall in love with it and maybe know you liked it more than some of those other sports?
So I started playing basketball when I was in third grade. We had a little MAYB team called the Lady Panthers. We were pink and gray. Emily's mom, Leah Hall, was actually our coach, and my mom helped a little bit, and so did Addie Nicholson's mom, Tammy, and so we just kind of got together. There was like 10 of us maybe, and we all just started practicing a couple times a week, going to tournaments. So when we first started, I think we did not win a single game up until we got to maybe fifth or sixth grade. Yeah.
From starting third?
Yeah.
It was a slow progress, but, you know, trust the process.
Yeah, trust the process. But, yeah, it was fun. You know, we would go out and have fun. There's so many pictures from it. It was just a great time. And then I got up to middle school, and I got invited to play on a more serious traveling team called – so at that time it was called Smoky Valley, but it's better known as Wheat State Elite now, or our team. So when I got into middle school, I got asked to play on that team. And I think that's when kind of the love for the sport kind of started growing a little bit more, because at that point I'd also quit dance. And so I was able to focus more on basketball. And so I think then is when I started knowing I wanted to do more with basketball and become more focused on it. And I mean, growing up playing that summer basketball, there were struggles with it too. There were some days I didn't want to go, didn't want to do it. And there are always those struggles that you'll have in every aspect of life. And my parents really kept pushing me to keep going. They obviously saw something in me that I didn't at that time. And so I kept going, and then our team evolved into, I don't even remember what it was called before, it was Wheat State Elite, and then we evolved to Wheat State Elite, and I'm glad I stuck with it, because it really helped me with my recruiting process and all of that, and helped me grow into the player I wanted to be. And it was fun to be by people that had the same goal in mind, that wanted to play college basketball, which is what our team was made up of. And then we got up to high school, and I started to get recruited, and here I am.
Talking about that recruiting process a little bit, what was it like getting recruited by the Ichabods? Was there anyone else trying to throw their hat in the ring? I mean, I certainly hope there were some other schools, maybe right down the road. Maybe the Stingers tried to get in there a little bit, but ended up at Washburn. Tell me, what was that process like, and just what kind of drove you there to Topeka with the Ichabods?
So the recruitment process as a whole, I guess, was one of the best and worst moments of the whole sports as a whole. Like, you know it. It was so great, and then it was so stressful, and it, like, there were just so many parts of it where I just lost my confidence and gained my confidence. It was a roller coaster of emotions. But I mean, through that, I had a couple more offers to some D2s, JUCOs, NAIA, stuff like that. But I mean, I think just the environment that Washburn had, not even just in their basketball program, but as a college, the environment they had, I just was drawn to it. I was drawn to Coach Westling and the values that she had for her team and the expectations that she had and her goals. And she just aligned with what I wanted as a college and what I wanted to become as a player and a person. And so I think, like, knowing that, I just was drawn to Washburn. And I mean, it was a really hard decision between Washburn and another college, but I don't know. And I prayed to God. God guided me too. I mean, that's all it was, really. Just in my heart and soul, I just knew that Washburn was the place.
You just had to make the decision. And, yep. You know, I'll have to root for an Ichabod in the future. I've accepted that fact, even with the Hornet blood still in me. But still want to take a little bit of time focusing on your great Ben career, because you had the opportunity to play with a lot of great players mm-hmm. over that course of your career. Obviously, an incredible senior contingent that you finished out your career with. That group of girls, gals like Emily Hall, you mentioned her earlier, Mackenzie Premer, Paige Thexton, just Samantha Mayers along the way, just all those gals were some of the players that stood out maybe earlier in your career that we didn't say this year, but had an impact on the freshman Sadie.
Oh, freshman Sadie, I would say Sydney Unruh was kind of that person that kind of took me under her wing and showed me the ropes of what it meant to be a Lady Panther up in the high school. And she's the first person I think of. She kind of made a pretty big impact on me just because she was such a hard worker, and she was so driven and had so many big goals, and that's kind of who I wanted to be like. And then, I mean, I think of Candace Smith. I mean, she's such a hard worker too. She just went out on the court and gave it her all every day, and that kind of really inspired me, and I just really wanted to be like them when I was, you know, I was 14, a little freshman looking at these seniors, and I was like, I want to be like you guys. And so they kind of inspired me and helped me showed me the ropes and stuff like that. And I mean, I shout out to them because they helped solidify my love for the game.
And I think one of the things that really stands out about you on the court, you do give that back to those younger players. You show a lot of that kind of mentoring. And a gal that you kind of got to throw under your wing a little bit this year, a gal like Alyssa McCulley, got to do some ball handling there for the Panthers on the hardwood. What have you seen from Alyssa? And just tell me a little bit about that, moving from maybe the mentee role to more of a mentor role here as in your upperclassman years.
I mean, Alyssa was the perfect person for me to even take under my wing. I mean, she's so amazing. She's got great energy. She's just always positive and always willing to learn. And that's what I love about Alyssa, is that she knows that there's always room for improvement. And so whether it's Coach Beck, Coach Maddie, me, anyone on the team, she knows that she can get better. And like, I don't know if she sees it, but she's got so much potential, and I just hope that she unlocks all of it because she's so amazing, and she's got a great shot. I mean, she's got great ball handling skills. She's got good vision for the court, and so, I mean, I'm going to miss her so much, actually, and she's just, yeah, it was just great. I was so glad to be able to get close with her and all the other young girls that were on that team.
Now, just the last thing I want to hit on with you here, Sadie. Obviously, you've had a lot of support within the schools throughout your basketball career, but growing up, that family atmosphere, obviously having Maddox as a twin brother to kind of push yourself, but also Stefan there kind of to aspire to out at Barton Community College playing basketball now. Tell me how the family at impact kind of influenced your basketball career.
I mean, obviously our family is very basketball oriented. I mean, Maddox and Stefan are both playing college basketball, and so that was something that was super big growing up. I mean, me and Maddox would always play one-on-one basketball. He would tell you that he won every one, but that would be a lie, everyone, just letting you know.
Just for the record.
Just for the record, I did win. But yeah, I mean, we would just always play together. Me and Maddox do shooting workouts all the time. We go train out of town, all three of us go. And I mean, with Maddox, it's someone that I was able to work hard with because we both had the same end goal of going to play college basketball. And so we were able to lean on each other. As well, with Stefan, he had already achieved that goal going to Barton. And so it was someone I was able to look up to and take guidance from as what it takes to become a college athlete and how much hard work it goes into. And just watching him grow and succeed on the college hardwood is just inspiring me and making me more excited to go to Washburn.
All right, Sadie, just if you can leave Great Bend Faithful with one kind of final sentiment, one thought to cap the end of your Great Bend sports career, well, what do you got for the Great Bend Faithful?
I don't know. All I want to say is I can't believe it's already over, and I want to thank everyone that has been with me every step of the way since freshman year till now. I'm forever thankful to each and every one of you that have supported me. And once a Panther, always a Panther.
Absolutely. And I speak for everyone in this building, and I think a lot of people in the community, that it's been a joy watching you, Sadie, and you're going to have a lot of people rooting for you when you get to Topeka with the Washburn.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Panther Player Profiles here on GreatBendPost.com. Brought to you by the Great Bend Rec Center, The Field House, CNE Doors, Megan Wells, Caldwell Banker, Advanced Truck and Diesel, Freedom Claims Management Incorporated, Kern Floor Service, and the 10th Street Eye Care Center. Catch you next time on Panther Player Profiles.